There is an amusing cartoon strip in which a tiny insect is looking up at a much larger specimen. "What kind of insect are you?" asks the puzzled little bug. "I'm a praying mantis," is the reply. "Well, that's absurd," says the tiny bug. "Insects don't pray." Whereupon, the praying mantis grabs the tiny bug by the throat and begins to squeeze. And caught in this desperate situation, and his eyes bulging, rolling heavenward, the tiny little bug says, "Our Father who art in heaven." And this old cartoon does show us today the inescapable truth that it is always pain and suffering that are always among the most powerful, motivating forces of life. It's one of the hard truths of life, our human condition, and also a hard truth about our religious condition. As a Christian people, we are called to follow Jesus in a certain path of life, as we just sang in the song. We know this, and we come to church. We pray about it. We think about it, but we still remain unmoved, unmotivated. And instead of genuinely committing our life to His rule, we simply go on putting God on hold. We say, "Show us the abundant way of life, O Lord, but not now." Then disaster strikes, and we panic. And out of the depths of our pain and suffering, we, like a little insect, we cry out, "Our Father, who art in heaven." And the two disciples on the road to Emmaus in today's gospel were precisely in that state of spiritual and emotional pain. They were drained as they walked along their street of broken dreams. They had been with Jesus for 3 years. Throughout His entire public career and ministry. And they now really had felt that in Jesus they would discover all of the promises of all the ages of the past, finally fulfilled for them. And then the dream began to dissolve right before their very eyes. Our life fulfillment depends absolutely on our willingness to recognize God's presence with us in good times and in bad times, both good and bad. As a Christian people, we acknowledge that Jesus has been given to us as the ultimate sign that God is with us always. That Jesus is with us here and now in this room, in our midst now. He is always that close to us. But how often are we able to recognize Him in the ordinary events each day outside of this room? How often it is the case that each of us is just exactly like those two men on the road to Emmaus who do not recognize Jesus even as he goes on walking beside them. Those poor men were lost in themselves and their own troubles. They were wallowing in self-pity. The events of Good Friday had simply shattered all their hopes and all their dreams. That whole promise of fulfillment had been broken, or so they thought. And their hearts were broken. These men were afraid of life itself. How could it happen then that these same men could so suddenly be transformed into those dedicated, courageous teachers of the gospel good news? How did it happen that out of the depths of despair, those men could rise up to become the marvels of human history? But it did happen to them, and it can always happen to us. It's so simple, so beautiful in the story of Emmaus. It's so simple that we could easily miss the whole point of that story. They had arrived at Emmaus, and they had simply prepared now to walk into their homes. But yet, almost mechanically, they observed the ancient Middle East custom of always offering hospitality to a stranger. And to this stranger who had walked with them on the road, they said, "Stay with us. It is nearly evening. The day is over." And then it happened. In that sincere gesture of hospitality, this gesture of concern for another person, the mystery of the reality of this situation broke open for them like a flash of sunlight. Breaking through the dark clouds, it broke open, and they recognized the presence of the risen Savior right there with them. The stranger who had walked with them was the one they were looking for. And at that moment, the whole truth, the resurrection mystery, broke into their lives, into that simple, simple act of opening themselves to the need of another person. And henceforth, their feet would hit the ground running. They ran all the way back 7 miles to Jerusalem and told the people, "We have recognized the Lord. He is risen. He is with us." And they never stopped running. They ran as far as they could to preach the risen Christ and the entire gospel truth that life for everyone is worthwhile. That life for everyone, no matter how dark it might be, is purposeful. That the living God is with us. That even in our darkest hour, the living God is with us. And God never does withdraw the resurrection promise. "I am with you always." The promise is never withdrawn, not from any one of those 1,001 daily deaths that we experience, or even our physical death. And this Emmaus experience should help us develop a fresh approach to our everyday life. The early morning hours each day can symbolize for each of us a rebirth. The anxieties, the frustrations, the woes of the preceding day can seem to be washed away by the night, because the Lord has granted us a new day, another chance to do something worthwhile for humanity, for even one single person. That God In the Emmaus experience is always giving us new opportunities to discover meaning and purpose in our life through actions of loving service to other people. We place our trust in the resurrection power that the Lord has placed within our heart. And we discover that each little inconvenience, each little pain, each word of contempt from a brother or sister always can bring us closer to the Lord, providing that we imitate His patience and forgiveness. And only faith and understanding are able to make sense out of this earthly life. Other disciples with less faith and understanding then are able to recognize the risen Christ living in us as He walks with us, invites us to join Him in the breaking of the bread. Learning from Jesus the reason for suffering, His and ours, is called the Emmaus experience. The Emmaus experience. We always discover the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread when we share our broken life with someone who needs our strength. We unite our troubles to the suffering and death of Jesus, and in that way, we are always invited to enter the kingdom of the resurrection.